asking to ask. Went from Stone Valley Development into Branson Managed Properties. Could the value not go up because of that? Or are you just saying due to the change?
Because it's being split. It was this parcel, and then they split off these, but the two together have to equal back to the original bill, the original assessment.
So if I take a piece, and maybe I'm talking about something completely different. I take a piece of property, split it into individual lots. They all have to add up to the original
assessment.
In a non-assessment year.
In a non-assessment year. I say because individual lots are worth a whole lot more than land.
But that due to it being
a non-assessment year. Reassessment year, which 2022 is a non-reassessment year.
Right. Well, it should be, but you know, the state tax commission's requested to be done in the past, and they've done it. So, too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know state tax commission could tell us to break the law, but anyways.
Anyway.
And then us do it. That makes a lot of sense. Still too soon?
Yes. I'm focusing.
Oh, I can multitask.
I can very well.
So it needs to be 208.58 per lot to get to that. We don't have the ability to change the end results, correct? So we need to deny them, kick them back, and then let. That's the only way to fix it. There's no other way to fix it.
As far as I know, you have to deny and restart over.
The clerk charges the collector, and it is what's out there right now.
So the two we need to deny are the 213.158 and 213.165. Because the other one doesn't add up the same, does it?
Your add-ons are going to have to be denied also.
Yeah.
So.
Correct. But currently in the erroneous assessment side.
There's several here that are split, and I don't know. I did not do the math on them to see if they...
Dealing with this specific one is what I'm asking. Sorry, Wesley.
Just this specific one will be 213.158.
Okay. Well, and we can also go ahead and get rid of 165. Because it should be 760 and it took off 720.
Well,
380
and 380. The 092 refers to which on the add-ons?
The 092 refers to 166, 167, 168.
Yeah.
Which all three of those are values are set at 380.
So those three should come back to the one over the 092.
Which is the one, abatement number 165, which doesn't add up, so we need to deny that one as well.
Yes.
So 213.158 and 213.165 can be denied.
Yes.
I told you I can do a lot more than one thing.
Yes, you do.
We just got to remember come deny those add-ons also.
Move to deny abatement numbers 213.158 and 213.165.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion.
Can you come on?
Carries.
Okay.
Do we want to go ahead and deny the add-ons now, or do we want to...
It's up to you. I can...
Do you guys want to deny add-ons now, or do you want to wait till we get to that page?
Susan, we're not showing that the splits come back to the original charge of the add-ons.
I'll have to check and see.
I asked. I know you just walked in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
No, I'm asking Susan if that makes sense.
Okay. D7 here.
Yep.
Have to add up.
To the amount taken
off. To this
off
total amount on this one here.
Oh, okay.
With this one. Since you only took 1,460 off of this, and these here add up to...
$2,240.
They have to be denied because these shares are either priced too high or you did not take enough off of this one.
Okay. All right.
And that happens to be the same thing on this one here. You took 720 off, but you added 380, which is $11.40.
Okay. So can I just pick these up afterwards for me?
So Ms. Chapman, I asked, the only way to fix is deny them, then that way you can redo them and they can come back.
Okay. The next one I have is also a split. It is abatement number 213170. It's a decrease in value. It goes from 3820 to 32550, and its corresponding add-on, I'm looking here, are 171. Looks like it's just 171.
Let's try 104 and 105 this
one. What's the one underneath it? Abatements 171 and 173. Yeah, maybe it's not. I'm just asking if that's.
And what should be 171, 174, and 175?
174 or 173?
174, because it's 11, the last digits are 11001.
Okay.
And 175 is 11002, and 171, I mean, I'm looking at the wrong one. I'm looking at the wrong ones. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
My note.
Should be abatements 171, possibly 173, and possibly 176.
Yes.
So abatements 171, 173, and 176 correspond with abatement 170.
Yeah.
Okay. Move to deny abatement number 213170.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
My next erroneous assessment is a decrease in value. It is abatement number 213177. It went from 13,327 to 11,380, which is a difference of 1,947. And it changed from, it went all to residential property.
Okay.
I believe that went through BOE last year, maybe just didn't get changed for this year. Is that what happened, looked like? But it should be changed. Yeah. Move to approve abatement number 213177.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
My next abatement is increased in real, and it is 213178. It went from 14,240 to 14,260. Total increased valuation is in $20. There was a typo on the assessed classification, assessed value.
Sorry, I'm trying to pull it up. Here it is.
Increased 98 cents.
$20 in value, yeah.
I'm looking at the tax amount,
right,
sorry.
Right, on the actual amount.
Okay. Do you only have, would that bill go out that way?
The bill's already set to go out on Thursday, so I do not believe this one was coded to hold, so I'd have to send out another bill, which with that and postage, you've almost ate up here, 98 cents. If possible, I just assume leave it the way it is.
Ms. Chapman, you okay with that?
Yeah.
So you want to deny that one?
Sure.
Commission?
Yes.
Move to deny abatement number 213178.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
My next erroneous assessment is an increase in real value. It's abatement number 213179. It's going from previous value, assessed value of 96,620. Its new corrected assessment value is 153,220, which is a total increase of 56,600. It states here that the owner of the property contacted the STC about his classification. It should not have been changed since 2021 in a non-assessment year.
So he asked for his taxes to go up?
He contacted the STC because he was unhappy no matter what we did. But his 2021 should not have changed for 2022. During all the computer adjustments, somehow part of his assessment fell off. So that alerted us that it was wrong. In our computer program, there was nothing in there showing any change history or anywhere where the assessment department touched it. So it was just in that when they were making the changes for NAS motions. He should be the same as he was for 21. He shouldn't have changed.
Your reason says that he contacted the State Tax Commission about his classification. What year was that?
He just, October, when I was at the State Tax Commission meeting, he actually was talking to them while we were all at the meeting. He was sending them emails.
Well, the reason I ask is normally if he was going to protest, he would do that through Madam Collector. Do you show that he protested?
He did not protest. Are you saying this October? Just like within the last few weeks, he was protesting last year's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a year late and it wouldn't have been a protest on our papers. So you're just saying
correct.
The conversation.
Okay. I'm just saying this was our computer glitch that it fell out, and it's only because he called and we looked at it to see what was going on, and then we saw that it was changed. And so we're putting it where it's supposed to be, the same as he had last year.
Changing classification and value.
I don't think classification, the 21s was all commercial, 153,220.
Oh, I guess I'm looking at 20. It wasn't.
Yeah, you're just matching 22s to match 21s that did go out.
Okay. So if it goes out the higher amount, he could lawfully protest this year then.
Correct. Nothing was supposed to change since last year.
If it goes out 2022, if you want to raise his value a few thousand dollars, then if it raises right now, with it being lower, he would have nothing to protest. But if it's raised to cause his taxes to raise, he can protest the 2022 in the timely manner. And then it would be up to the state to decide.
But he doesn't even know that the computer glitch happened yet.
Right, but he will get his bill at the lower amount.
At the 96,
and I've coded it to where we won't accept payment until the decision is made, but he will visually see it. Doesn't mean the State Tax Commission would approve it if he did protest it, just that he would have the ability to.
Right, because it was an increase. Move to approve abatement number 213179.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
That is-